Yorkton. The Yorkton Junior Terriers are celebrating 50 years in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League this season. To mark the milestone, Yorkton this week is digging into its archives and pulling out a random terrier-related article from the past 5 decades of reporting on the team, and will be running one each week, just as it originally appeared. This feature will appear weekly over the entire season in the pages of the Marketplace. Week number 4 comes from January 24, 1984. Local hockey legends do not burn out, they just sort of fade into the sunset a little. Such is the case for 3 former Yorkton Terriers whose talents helped the club rise to the top of provincial Tier 2 hockey and win the Saskatchewan Championship last year. And, for Daryl Spielay, Brian Cuspira and Kevin Breixa, the sunset has included marriage, jobs and senior-level hockey with the Langenberg Warriors of the Yellowhead Hockey League. In his 4.5 years with Yorkton, Spielay managed to set the all-time career points record in the Saskatchewan Amateur Junior Hockey League. His 64 goals and 58 assists in his last season took him over the top to a record-shattering 451 career points in 246 games. Following his illustrious career, he rejected U.S. college offers to try out for Michigan and Wisconsin and vetoed the University of Saskatchewan's offer. The reason, he states, is simple. I didn't feel like going back to school after being away from it for 3 years. Spielay, 21, was married last year and has taken on parental duties with his wife's 4-year-old daughter. He enjoys his work as a salesperson at KW Menswear in Yorkton. The transition from terrier life to private citizen has provided him with a lot of time on my hands that he spends with family, playing with the Warriors or just plain bumming around the arenas, he says. The Yellowhead League, he says, is a slower brand of hockey, both in the skating and playmaking departments, but has its rougher moments where you definitely have to keep your head up. He explains how in a league without age restrictions, younger, faster players are subjected to hacking by others in an effort to slow them down. As a goalscorer, Spielay has certainly not forgotten where the net is in Langenberg. He is currently the league's top scorer with 59 points in only 15 games, for an average of nearly 4 points each game. Like other ex-terriers playing in Langenberg, Spielay was offered an attractive contract to join the club and is treated like gold by Warrior fans who have filled the local arena like never before since the Terrier invasion. Spielay has kind words for Terrier head coach Jerry James and the entire hockey operation, saying, since he took over, his hockey knowledge has turned the organization around. Of the present Terriers, he says although the team did not look overly impressive on paper at the start of the season, they could probably outskate our team from last year. He adds if it does win the provincial championship this season and is provided some time off before playing the Manitoba winner, they stand a better chance of winning than last year's champions. His team rushed into the Dauphin game after it captured the provincial title and, of course, a rather long party followed the triumph over Weyburn. Spielay's sales partner at KW is Brian Cuspira, his teammate for many years and last year's top scorer with the Terriers. Cuspira amassed 61 goals and 74 assists, making him the league's third highest scorer in the 1982-83 season. Also playing with Langenberg and presently second in league scoring with 56 points, Cuspira describes the senior circuit as different hockey but fun. At 21, Cuspira also played 4.5 seasons with Yorkton and finds it can, at times, be a problematic tag to wear while skating in the Yellowhead. Some players get on your nerves because you played with the Terriers and ask, what are you doing here? He says. Cuspira turned down 5 offers following his departure from the Terriers and, like Spielay, he did not want to attend school in order to play hockey. The tall, lanky bachelor says once you have attained the 20-year-old mark and do not accept a college scholarship, there is really no place to go with hockey, save for senior level. As Spielay adds, you don't get much choice. Neither of them appear concerned with the digressive course their hockey careers appear to be taking. They are content playing in Langenberg, where a short schedule and limited practices makes for a less hectic pace. It allows them to socialize and work. Cuspira finds the present Terrier roster to be impressive, although he sees a gaping hole at defense which, he adds, may have been filled with the return of Ron Ahenaku. Although he spent a lot of time in the penalty box last year, 327 minutes, Kevin Breixa managed to score 79 points with the Terriers, which is impressive for a defenseman in any league. Brixa, 22, plays with Cuspira and Spile on the Warriors where, he says, a lot of the glory he experienced with the Terriers has diminished. Hockey's beginning to shut down. All that's left is senior hockey and there's not much of a future there, he explains. Married with two children, Brixa can be seen in another hockey role these days behind the bench of the Bantam A Terriers. He says he has always felt the role of coach or leader has been a part of his hockey style and he applies this aspect of his game by helping younger players move up in the same minor system he did. The little guys seem to listen, to me. They all thought it was nice to have a former Terrier with them, he says. Langenberg, he says, offered him the best deal of the five teams that approached him following his career in Yorkton. Although an offer in the International League was attractive, he says there were no jobs in the city he was asked to play in. He currently works in the drywalling trade at Marty's Drywall in Yorkton. He describes his days with the Terriers as the best of my life, where everything seemed to go right for him and the club. Every year I played the team did better. There were no hard roads, everything seemed to go nicely, he said. And indeed the Yorkton Terriers were the powerhouse of provincial Tier 2 hockey last year largely because the Spile, Cuspira and Brixa threat continued game after game.